Welcome to Dial Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am joined by a lovely cast, Dork Almighty, Matthew R. Menar.
R? Where the fuck did you get that from? S. Very good.
Okay.
S.
Matthew Menar. We're also joined by Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan.
Hi.
Classic opening. And we are joined by long-lost cast member, Dan the Master Googler, Dan Overton. How are you?
Pretty well. Is the FCC listening tonight?
Yes.
I don't really know how much this is really regulated by the FCC.
We talk about bombing George Bush and
really?
Iraq
no,
nuclear weapons and Catcher in the Rye all the damn time. So, they monitor us.
Catcher in the Rye.
I don't really know.
It's Big Brother, man. Hello, am I
pretty much
on?
Sure that George Bush is bombed right now. Can we all just
if he's not, we need to pour him some whiskey because he needs it.
Speaking of whiskey, tonight's show is brought to you by Michter's. Michter's Small Batch Single Malt American Whiskey. It's delicious. It's nutritious. It's 80 proof. So everyone, bottoms up. If you need a bottle, contact our dear friend Steve Schuler at Morel Wine. M-O-R-E-L-L or M-O-R-R-E. I don't remember. Hold on. M-O-R...
Google says.
M-O-R-E-L-L.
Hey, have you tried the new
Morel?
Search interface for Google? Search Mash?
No.
Search Mash?
I have not tried Search Mash.
Why don't we try that? Search Mash.
What is Search Mash?
Well, what is Search Mash?
I believe it's just a different front end to the Google interface. The Google search engine.
This is really impressive. Irv is one of those people that has so many tabs open it requires... Two levels of tabs.
But just for the show.
It goes to two levels?
Yeah.
It goes to
I didn't even know.
It goes to 11. Morel Wine is MorrellWine.com. Contact our man, Steve Schuler, at MorrellWine.com. Give him a call. Tell him Irv sent you, and he'll give you a 900% discount. No. I don't know. He probably won't give you a discount at all, but they have a great selection.
Discount.
They have a fabulous selection of wines, and he is working on increasing their spirits selection. And so he's our like spiritual
leader. Where he's in Connecticut? Or
no, that would be Manhattan, Times Square.
Yeah, okay.
Their New offices York. Are on Times Square, and they have a store. They have a store and a wine bistro, like restaurant, that are next to each other in like the Rockefeller Center. So it's really cool. Like you can walk out of their store, and there's like the
Christmas tree.
Like the rink and everything. Or I have it backwards. Either their offices are in Rockefeller Plaza and the store's in Times Square. I don't remember. Anyway, point is that it's pretty cool. He's a good guy, so give him a call and pick up some wines and spirits. And get drunk for the holidays.
We have two listeners.
Oh, great. Hey, you know what? By the way, I just want to say that wine or liquor or whatever makes a really... I think it makes a fantastic holiday gift. You know,
I would agree.
Forget. You know, people are really hard to shop for. So it's like, and I know I heard a comedian talking about gift certificates, and he's like, "Gee, thanks, you bought me an errand. I appreciate it." You know, so it's like just bring wine or liquor. Eventually, get drunk by someone, and it's a nice thing.
Most likely, you, especially if they don't drink.
Well, in the case of like say my father-in-law. It'll get drunk. by me initially, because he's a classy guy, and when you give him booze, he'll open it immediately and give you some. But, so that's always cool. So anyway, how's everybody doing?
I think we need to get an international flight going on, because we need to pick up some Irish whiskey at the duty-free store.
Duty.
The duty-free store.
When I was working at the NetGenix, I'd bring back Irish whiskey for my brother-in-law. He loved it.
We mean like the Tully or?
What did I get? It was several years I got him stuff.
Jameson?
Connemara.
Oh, you mean like real stuff?
Yeah.
Like stuff you can't read.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff that looks like the writing on the clotting.
It's got little leprechauns jumping all over it. And
the little like dots and things dancing around the letters and shit. I mean, that language really looks like it was written by drunks. I mean, I'm pretty sure we can all agree on that. You're right, Matt. I do have about 42 tabs open because I actually... I took about a half hour and tried to prepare for tonight's show. I'm actually have a new piece of flair.
Sweet.
I have some Tales from the Dork Side. It's not all that great, but
I have two of those.
Okay, great. We have a Tim Wurzel's Bare Metal Question of the Week.
All right.
We have Shane's YouTube Clips of the Week, And we also have, we're also going to get lucky with the Soiree Girl.
Yes!
And,
yes!
And one of our listeners, one of our excellent listeners, pointed out that we totally fucked up last show. And
we did.
When we got lucky, we didn't go all the way. So let's just put it that way.
Hey, I have a free software of the week, too.
Oh, great. That would be Dork Almighty's free software of the week.
Yes.
Even though you're...
done this week by Drew the...
Well, even though you're Dewey the Answer Man. What is your segment?
Well, it's... You mean the free software of the week this week?
Well, no, what I'm saying is...
No, that's his segment. His segment is that he borrows our segments every now and again.
Oh, he's just like a doppelganger?
Well, we used to have the thinky
like
thing of the week.
Like a segment ganger?
Segment ganger, yes. We used to have the thinky thing of the week.
That's true.
Oh, you're right. What the fuck am I saying? We haven't had one of those in forever.
And I did put this on my weblog, so in a way this is a thinky thing of the week.
All right,
it's kind of a tale from the dark side.
Well, let's have it.
And it's kind of a free
software. Let's just go to it right now.
Okay, are my levels okay? I think I lost a few...
Yeah, you lost some decibels.
Well, let's
see. A few decibels.
Your microphone is kind of... Wow, do I have any... Can anybody hear me?
We prefer not to.
I have nipples. Can you milk me? Let me see. What?
Please don't say that anymore.
Well, here, let me just jack up the... Well, should I jack up the...
No, because then me and Overton will be way the hell.
Which one is Drew? Which one is Drew? Here, Drew is this one right here.
Yeah, number three.
Okay.
So start turning that up.
There you go.
How's that?
A little bit better, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Who am I?
Who are you?
I am... I'm five, so my levels look... My levels are okay, I guess. Okay, anyway, please, continue.
Well, the story starts about 10 years ago, so it's going to be kind
dun,
of long.
Dun, dun.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, I didn't have a camera.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I needed a camera.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I had the choice to get a digital camera or a regular camera.
Right.
10 years ago.
Ten years ago, they made digital cameras? No shit, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a 1-megapixel camera, didn't you? Oh, no, a 1-pixel camera.
Yeah, it was a 1-pixel camera.
You can take a giant picture of a solid color.
Yes, in any of 16 colors.
That's right.
That's like one of those solar shoe boxes where you poke a hole through the
one side. It's a 1-pixel camera. Go ahead.
Anyway, back then, to get a decent digital camera, you had to spend some serious money.
Right.
And then if you wanted prints, which I did because I had like a lot of relatives who didn't have computers, you're going to have to spend some money to get like a photo printer because Kmart didn't have the 29-cent digital prints.
Sure, sure.
So at the time, I made the choice to get a regular camera. And I got a pretty nice one. It was a Canon Rebel.
All right, hang on.
Still is a Canon Rebel.
Like, you got like a regular 35... Like,
SLR.
No, SLR.
Yeah.
Hold the microphone a little closer.
I don't think it can get any closer. It's inside my mouth already.
Well, but that
looks so much
better already.
You have to pretend like you're eating a lollipop.
Okay, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of this
of
microphone?
I skip the whole popsicle and I just go right for the Tootsie Roll.
I'll bet you do.
Matt making more of his vaguely sexual comments on the show. Anyway, please continue. So you did not get a digital camera.
I did not get a digital camera.
You got an analog camera.
Yes, and for years and years, people have been berating me for getting an analog camera.
I have a question.
Yes.
What does SLR stand for?
Single lens reflex.
Thank you.
I think.
Can explain that another time.
It means that what you see through the viewfinder is exactly what's coming through the lens and hitting the film.
Now, why would you want something other than that?
It's cheaper
not
to.
I want to not see what I'm taking a picture of.
How about a DLR? Why is there no DLR?
Yeah, where's my double lens reflex?
When you usually have a camera, like an inexpensive camera with a viewfinder on top, it's pointing slightly above where you're shooting.
What?
And maybe it's angled a little bit so that you know most photos are pretty well framed.
Okay, all right.
But it's not exactly what's going to be on the film.
Whatever.
That's what the SLR is for.
Whatever, man.
Okay, continue. Sorry for the interruption.
Well, so you were an asshole who bought an analog camera.
Right. And people kept saying, you're supposed to be a dork. Why didn't you get a digital camera? And so I had to go through this long explanation, which, as you've just heard, is already too long. So, if I ever want it on the computer, I'll scan it in. That's cheaper than buying a good digital camera.
It's true.
Yeah. And so I've been doing that for a long time. And anytime I wanted it, electronically, I would scan a print, and it works out pretty good. And so I went on vacation last month, and I shot about 6 rolls of film.
Damn.
Yeah.
24 or 36 exposures.
Some 24s and some 36s.
What speed film, Drew?
200 and 400.
Well, you must have been outside.
I was outside.
Okay.
Did you send it through the X-ray on the way back?
No, it was a driving vacation that didn't go through any X-rays that I'm aware of.
For most of the pictures of your wife?
Did it go through the Van Allen belt of radiation surrounding the Earth?
No, it went through the Van Wert belt of southern Ohio.
The Van Wert
Western, thank you.
Western Ohio.
Isn't that
the Van Wert County?
The Van Wert Sansa belt. All right, go ahead.
What's Milhouse's last name?
Van Houten.
It went through the Van Houten belt.
All right.
That's awesome.
The goggles, they do nothing.
So I had all these pictures. I took them to the local Dodd camera to get developed. Tonight's episode brought to you by Dodd camera.
The doddering fools at Dodd camera.
Oh, no, they're pretty good.
Okay.
I started going there because I had been taking it to, like, Kmart and the drugstore and stuff, and they were doing
Who's
a crappy
the asshole?
Job.
I guess I am. Go ahead.
The Kmart was doing a crappy job.
Sure.
So I figured maybe this isn't a job you can do
Kmart?
For $3.99.
Really?
The Kmart was doing a crappy job.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Ripley.
So I decided I was going to spend,
Jack,
you know, $6.99 or $7.99. Yes, dead. Yeah. R.I.P.
Rip.
Rigor mortis.
Ripley's R.I.P., believe it or not.
Rigor mortis is very sexy.
Anyway.
Remember those commercials you did?
Turgid.
That's all you got to say. Turgid. So, Dodd cameras
okay.
Looking at the pictures you took of you fucking your wife in Van Wert, Ohio.
They're making the prints.
Okay.
And they for $4.99 you can get them on a CD as well.
Indeed.
So I said, oh, this is the answer to my problem. Now I can get prints and the CD. And
all at once.
And instead of
having
to
go
instantly as soon as I download it from my camera, it only takes 3 days. And it costs $15.99 for 24 prints. So,
holy shit.
Yeah, I think we're getting to the point where a digital camera is going to pay for itself.
Sure.
But that's not the free software of the week.
Aha.
What happened was I got the CD back, and it had all 24 or 36 prints on it.
Yeah.
But they were at 2400 by 1600 resolution.
That's
pixels.
Good.
Pixels.
Pixels.
At 400 DPI. Which is what you want if you're going to print a poster, I guess. But, you know, if you're going to put them on the web, let's say.
That's you don't need that.
3.5 megabytes. It's going to take
right.
a while to download
so
and people
need to
resize it anyway.
Shrinky, shrinky.
Not only that, every one of them was upside down.
So you need, like, batch.
So it wasn't
batch
really
rotation and shrinking.
Exactly.
You
exactly
batch rotation and shrinking.
Yeah, so what am I going to do? I have
I don't
to
know.
Rotate all these pictures.
This is a simple problem.
I have
back to Kmart.
24.
GIMP.
Let me guess. There's a piece of freeware that will do this.
Well, my first thought was to use the GIMP.
GIMP is scriptable.
GIMP is scriptable.
GIMP is siptable.
Yes.
Isn't the GIMP in Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you still have, I need that back.
What do you need back?
He borrowed the DVD and I
took
balls. Out books and DVDs and they never come back.
Yeah. Which so reminds me, I need to borrow about 20 DVDs.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have the GIMP. I bust out the script foo thing. I'm going to write a script to do this. And I look at it and I think, you know, this is so common. I'm sure somebody's written a script. And so I hit the Google. And the Google said, here's some websites that are... What match what you... Because that's how Google works. I don't know if you use the Google.
Yes.
I don't use that internet thing. Isn't that a bunch of trucks and pipes and
right,
stuff?
Right, right, exactly. So
Alaska?
Okay. So I found a thread on some GIMP forum, and it said, here's a script to do what you want, but really what you want to do is download Image Magic because it does it easier. So I downloaded Image Magic, and you can go to imagemagic.com. It's with a C and a K. In Magic.
Gotcha.
Big Magic.
So it's Image Magic with a C and a K.com. And it's really cool. It gives you all these little command line utilities. And there's one called Convert that you can pass it some parameters. And one is Resample. So you can reduce the DPI from 400 to 100. And another parameter is Resize so that you can scale it from 2400 by 1600 down to 640 by 480. And another one is Rotate. So you can rotate it 180 degrees all in one command line command. And then you can do it on star.jpg, and it'll... So the reason this is a tale from the dork side is because I spent, like, 3 hours figuring out how to do that instead of 2 hours rotating them by hand in paint.
And exactly. But yeah. By the time you finished, you felt better about doing it that way than rotating them by hand and resizing them by
hand. Yeah, because...
Even though it took longer.
And then the other interesting thing is that next time you don't have to do this, you'll be all prepared
exactly.
for it because you're going to buy a digital camera. And
yeah, yeah.
This is good to know because I've gone digital with my photo albums, and I have hundreds, maybe thousands of pictures that need
that
to be rotated.
Upside down? Oh.
Even backwards.
How'd you get them upside down?
Who knows?
You know, I don't think I actually started recording the show.
You suck.
I didn't launch Adobe Audition. However, I do believe that this particular Simplecast program does create an MP3, so it looks like it's going to be low-quality download for all this week.
So we lost all of our listeners.
We haven't lost anything. It makes an MP3 of what we're doing.
If that 40-minute story didn't bore our listeners to...
To tears?
To
fucking tears?
To file quit.
Alt F4... All right, see ya. By the way, I just tried the search mash, and I don't understand what it does.
It's not too sophisticated. It even gives you directions. When you start typing in the field, it says, type in this field, and then when you're done typing, it says, hit return.
I did, and now I have results, but where did they come from, and why do I like it?
I believe they came from the Google.
But Tell me why I like it, though.
The other nice thing is over on the right, you have the Wikipedia stuff.
That's true.
Down at the bottom, you have Google Images.
I do.
And down at the bottom, also, you have next set of hits or something like that.
More web pages?
Yeah, instead of taking you to page 2, it just like expands all on one page.
Oh, that's great.
Okay,
cute. I like the search mash.
Eh.
I officially like the search mash.
Meh.
Really? I probably won't use it, though.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's not built into the
Firefox
toolbar.
Because Google shows you image results now.
But you could add it to the Firefox toolbar, and then you would use it all the time.
I guess I could. How do you do that?
Well, it's pretty easy, actually, with Firefox 2.
Oh, well, I don't think I have that. Oh, but I see. Oh. If you click on that Google window in the upper right corner, it says Add Engines.
Yeah.
I guess you can add the engine.
There you go.
To it.
The other
so,
thing,
okay, great.
Beautiful. Search Mash also has a thing where it lets you say if this was helpful or not.
Yeah, I see that feedback.
That helps
yeah.
you make the search better for the next guy.
Oh, all right. Dig it. Dig it. Okay, so good. Good story.
So Image Magic.
Image Magic. Freeware of the week. With a CK.
With a CK.
That's great. Terrific. Fantastic.
Crypt Killer?
What?
Crypt Killer.
What's a Crypt Killer?
Like a Blood Killer, you know. It's one of those gangs and...
A Crypt Killer?
Yeah, CK.
or Calvin Klein.
Oh, Calvin Klein.
That's, you know... I mean, you said Crypt Killer, I'm like, aren't they already dead? All right, so, incidentally, did anybody see the new latest addition to the Google Pack?
What is the Google Pack?
You don't know what the Google Pack is? The Google Pack is a big pack of software.
Oh, the software, yeah.
From Google. Okay. Like Google Earth, Google Desktop, Google Toolbar, Picasa, Google Pack, Screensaver, with Firefox, Adaware, Adobe Reader, and Norton Antivirus. Those last two I can't say I can really get with. Also Google Talk, Google Video, Gallery Player, Real Player, and now Skype. Skype has been added to the Google Pack.
Really?
Yeah. And speaking of Skype... Somebody posted an article that I want to, does anybody here use Skype?
No.
Has anyone here used Skype?
But, the client that you sent me to go see this week uses Skype and is quite happy with it, and I'm almost tempted to use it when I get internet at my house.
Why do we need home phones in this day and age?
Exactly. Use Skype instead. I'm thinking the same thing.
I've used Skype a time or two.
But just only because sometimes the cell phone doesn't get great reception where I'm at.
Okay.
You know,
Free
international calls when I have to dial 1-900 Israeli girls or something like that.
Ahem, ahem. Ahem. Exactly. There was a very interesting article on the LinuxJournal.com. Build a Skype server for your home phone system.
Beautiful.
Which allows you to use your existing phone system in your home to place Skype-based phone calls.
That's beautiful.
Now, I mean, I'm assuming that when you use Skype, I mean, I don't really know a lot about Skype. I don't know. I'm not an early adopter of most things except organic LED and, well, you know, whenever I do an early adoption, I never go all out. I always do it as cheaply as possible, and it never works out very well. So I'm probably going to not do that anymore. I'm pretty much a late adopter on most things. And Skype and Vonage and all that stuff, I haven't really done any of it. Is Skype... I mean, can I call someone else's phone on Skype, or can I only call Skype users?
Skype to Skype is free. There's features called Skype In and Skype Out. I forget which is which, but I think Skype out is when you use Skype to call someone's regular phone, and Skype in is when you get a phone number for your Skype, and then people with regular phones can call you on Skype, I think.
Okay. So.
And those cost money, I believe.
This guy's saying he's saving about $700 a year, or about 82% of his phone bill, by using this Skype server that he built, but you have to use Linux to do it, according
Good.
To these instructions, and the Fedora Core 3. He used a Skype. It says Skype also supports SUSE 9, Mandriva 10.1, Debian 3, or newer. However, Linux support for Skype add-on hardware is presently extremely limited. In the case of Skype Mate software used in this article, it is limited to Fedora Core 3 only. What is Fedora Core 3?
It's three cores ago.
Are they up to Fedora Core 6?
They are up to Fedora Core 6.
So I can't use
flies.
Fedora Core... Why? I don't understand. Why is he using Fedora Core 3?
That's what he's got drivers for. He hasn't recompiled or built them for the newer kernels.
Recompiled. Speaking of compiling, why would somebody compile the Linux kernel? And how do you go about doing that?
Nowadays,
are we talking like C++ or something? Or what
no,
the hell
no,
are we
no,
talking
no.
about?
This is a long discussion that we don't have time nor the patience for right now.
Okay.
But people nowadays seem to fall into two categories. Either they want to recompile the kernel because they feel elite and you know want to do it,
mm-hmm.
or they actually have a very specific purpose in mind. And the nice thing about the Linux kernel is that almost everything you can do to it is modular. So a lot of people create these tiny Linux OSs so that they can run it on a thumb drive or straight off of a CD or something like that. And they recompile the kernel, get rid of all the shit, sound drivers, all this other bullshit.
Skype support
that they don't need. Turn all that stuff off, recompile it, and you got this really, really tiny and very efficient OS to use.
Okay. Could you, like, say, like, but let's say you didn't want to shrink it. Let's say you wanted to grow it slightly or something. I mean, could
you? You could do that.
I mean, can you put in new drivers that you yourself have written? That would be one.
If you are skilled enough to go out and learn
I'm
how
not.
To do that, then yes,
I'm really
you could.
Not. Okay, so.
In fact, you could then even submit them for official integration into the kernel.
Oh, great.
At least
now,
you did the distro.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to find out, if you want to fuck around with your phone system, and it is kind of, it's easy to do, cheap to do, fun to do.
Does it record voice messages? Can people leave messages on this system?
Presumably, I'm sure that there's something.
There's another thing called Asterisk.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's a whole bunch of phone functionality for Linux.
It's like a PBX or something.
Hello, new listener.
We're up to three.
Three.
Welcome. So yeah. Look into this. Do a search. Probably Google just build a Skype server for your home phone system or just go to linuxjournal.com and the article number is 8592 and check this out. And if you're a bit of a hacker, if you like to play around like that, give it a shot, you know.
And then email us.
Well, sure.
How would they email us if they want to get a hold of us?
Here's the thing. I'm reading this and I'm like, I don't really know if I can do this or not, but I really want to get off of AT&T if I can right now. I am paying too much, and every like you know year my DSL goes from like $19.99 to $49.99, and I have to call them. And I get like no fucking warning. You know, I have to call them and renew my contract with them to get the price back down. But in the meantime, they still get me for 1 month. They get me for like $50. You know, it's just really starting to piss me off. You know, and all these little fucking fees and taxes. I know that's not their fault, but it's really starting to piss me off. It's like my phone bill is now $100 a month. $100.
That's
plus,
a C-note.
It is! Okay, so.
You're not going to give the email address?
Dorks at dial-a-dork.com.
Email us with your results or your questions, or if you didn't hear what I just said and it's not clear on the recording, whatever.
Or if you're super talented and write a how-to on how to do it and how you are.
No, that
as
article.
Drew likes to say, how I did it.
Yes.
That article is the how-to.
Yeah, but you could write a better one.
Well, okay, fine, Mr. Player Hater.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, so.
Anyway,
what
rambling
you got?
On.
What's next?
How about Tim's BM question of the week?
Tim's BM question of the week. BM standing in this case for bare metal.
Doesn't it always?
Well, some of his questions are BM.
Mm.
No, okay. Here we go. Tim Wurzel has written us. Oh, wait, do we have to do the theme music?
Do the theme music.
Tim Wurzel. Bare metal! Question of the week. All right. Here we go. Dorks, a friend of my family asked me over the weekend about buying her son a computer for Christmas. He's a standard computer user. You know, two eyes, two arms. What the fuck is that? Just looking to use it to browse the web, maybe do some basic photo editing. Just your average computer user. She thinks he wants a desktop, but she's considering a laptop just for its portability and space savings. Obviously, price is the big issue. I gave her a couple options, which are, you know, like building one, ordering one from, like, Dell, or just going to a retail store and buying it off the shelf. Any suggestions or recommendations for a particular brand of desktop and or laptop and key features that she should be considering? Also, she lives in Toledo, so he says MicroStation is not in the equation. I think he means MicroCenter. And basically, I'm just trying to pass this all off on you guys and do as little work as I possibly can. So kudos to you, Tim.
Good move.
Kudos to you. Thanks.
Goodbye, Tim, new listener.
Tim. And that was fun having you along for 3 minutes. 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. 3 or 4 minutes.
It's all right. They'll be back. Their internet connection just dropped out. That's all.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Okay, so...
I would say eBay, that one.
eBay what?
eBay for the laptop.
That's an option that wasn't explored very well.
Agreed.
First of all, I would not recommend that.
Why not?
Well, because when you eBay a laptop, you don't get things like warranties.
Okay. Tech support. He's a standard
tech
user.
He's a standard user. He's a child.
Well, come on. How many standard users do you know can really break a system?
All of them.
Well, let's just say that if the standard user
you knew the answer to that before you asked
system,
it.
I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have business. I would be, you know, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Sucking cock on the street corner.
It's a good thing he's down here in Tremont.
No. You know what, Dan? Maybe you're right. Maybe I would be sucking cock on the street corner, not even in the comfort of a hotel room or anything.
You have
just
to
right
wonder
there
if you'd make better money.
On the corner.
He's kind of cute.
Sucking the cocks. Anyway.
Don't quit your night job.
Yeah. Exactly.
However, I am with you on this one, Irv. No eBay.
I would not purchase a laptop off of eBay. Now, a desktop machine, that's another story, because you can, you know, if one part goes bad, you can pull that part easily and replace it. Your neighborhood tech support guy like me can do that. But if the laptop goes bad and you don't have any warranty support, you're shit out of luck. The only thing in a laptop that you can really replace is the hard drive. Maybe, like, the keyboard or the mouse unit.
Monitor.
Okay, the monitor. But that's a much more arduous task. There's a lot of screws and a lot of little sticky things. You're gonna fuck something up, and you're going to get scratch marks all over the fucking case and shit. And you're going to fuck shit up if you try to. And the screens are not expensive, or not cheap at all, especially newer ones. Plus, if any little component goes, like the network card or the modem or, you know, those little things, there might be a case fan you can't get to that's blown, and now the thing crashes every 5 seconds.
Okay.
Don't. I just wouldn't do it unless you're a very experienced user or you know how to fix these things, or, you know, or you're looking for something specific.
I'm trying to get you another client here.
I appreciate that. However, I really don't want to drive to Toledo to fix some snot-nose's laptop.
We could have one of Dan's brothers contract him out.
Thank you, Drew. And I don't want to go suck his cock. Exactly. So, basically...
All right. Hold on a second here. Was there any mention of how old this kid is?
Well,
he's standard.
The mom is asking, what kind of computer should I buy for my son? So I'm thinking less than 13 years old. Because otherwise it could be like, take me to Best Buy, I'll show you what I want.
All right, that's a fair assessment.
So I'm going to say 10 to 13.
All right, well then, I'd have to say axe the laptop as well. Go with a desktop. Cheaper and more powerful.
Cheaper,
and
more
expandable.
Powerful.
The kid's going to spill his Kool-Aid on it. So.
Well, the only reason I would say go for the laptop is if this is the kind of kid that, you know, has to be entertained at the beach house or the lake house or whatever, then you want to bring the fucking laptop and shut him the hell up. Go sit in the goddamn corner and play on the laptop. Your father and I are going to go upstairs and have sex.
You know, we didn't have computers back when we were kids.
Okay,
look,
my vacations were hell. Thank God for my Walkman.
What do you think Game Boys and stuff are for?
You play this. Daddy and I are going to go upstairs. All right, so the silence is deafening. Yeah. Let's go play in traffic, kid.
Dell.com.
Well, yeah, okay, Dell, look, I mean, if you're going to get a laptop, I would actually, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Micro Center, their platinum support plan where, you know, if the kid takes a bump on the keyboard and then closes the lid, they'll fix it for you.
Oh, okay? My God, is that foul.
Mommy, look! You know, like, it's like, if the kid... All right, or the kid is, you know, gets a big...
You know that show, Dirtiest Jobs of the World?
Don't do it, Irv.
I mean, look, that job right there, cleaning the shit out of in-between keyboard keys of a laptop.
If I'm the manager,
rank up there at the top.
If I'm the manager of the service department, I'm like, just get the kid a new one. All right, I'm throwing this fucking thing out. Just get the fucking kid a new one. Now, look, their everything support plans are actually... extremely expensive. I mean, I can't. It's like $399. If the thing's more than like $750, it's gonna be like $399. Even if it's less than that, it's like, you know, $349. It's really expensive. But I can't believe I'm saying this. CompUSA, their like 2-year everything plan is like $200. And you know what? That's just not that much. Honestly, you're already gonna spend $700-$900. You tack the extra $200 on. Now little Johnny can take a dump on the keyboard and then close the lid, smashing the soft texture of his feces in between every little groove between the keys.
Even between Alt and Control?
Right in that little section between like function, window, and Z.
Little pieces of undigested peanuts and corn.
Oh, you get a little corn kernel wedged in the ER. You know. So basically what I'm saying is that, you know, CompUSA.
You know, I think that's the first time we've done toilet humor on the show.
Scatological humor?
Scatological humor.
I think it's funny.
I'm not sure. First time and last time.
We were just testing on a new demographic of audience.
Hey, you know what? I should have stayed where the show usually is, and I should have said that little Johnny got a big, you know, nice 10 cc's of baby batter right on the keyboard. You know.
That's certainly
Mommy, is sticky.
Or as Yoko once referred to it charmingly as dick snot. Thank you, Yoko. So sweet. And kind.
Oh.
That gentle flower. Yeah. So, what I'm saying is I'm actually, here's the thing. Here's the one thing about the laptop, though, that I'll say. You're saying browse the web and do some basic photo editing, but Matt, maybe you can speak to this. How do laptops really work out for gaming? Because I assume the kid's going to play some games.
He said he's not. He's a standard user. Standard users don't play games.
Well, maybe he'll discover games.
Lately, there have been a couple chipsets that have been released that are gamer friendly.
That's very true.
You're like turned all the way the fuck up, I think.
It
looks like it. So turn me up to 11. Work the knobs. knobs.
All right, so Matt.
Did you watch
Matt,
The Simpsons?
From Matt, I mean,
that was awesome.
This is a young boy, okay?
Actually, that's why I asked how old he is, because then I could get a reasonable guess at what kind of games he might get into, because if he's under 10, he's probably still on, you know, like humongous software, you know, adding and subtracting games.
Commander
and
Keen.
if he's early teens, he's probably
Commander
graduated
Keen?
To, like, you know...
you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Commander Keen was like a freaking, like a Pentium 2 game or something.
Not even Pentium 2. I think it was like a 486.
586 game or 4. Yeah. Yeah. Commander Keen.
But if he's any older than that, then he's graduated to, like, you know, Metal Gear and...
Ultima 8.
Everything.
And porn.
Porn, yeah.
Well, yes.
Although you don't really...
Well,
you know what? ATI's chipset does a much better video than NVIDIA's, so... Go with ATI.
We're going to start this argument?
Of course.
Okay, so, look, Tim.
I have defected, so.
We're not going to help you all that much, but let's make this point here. The laptop is much more vulnerable to damage. It's not going to be as powerful.
And it's much more expensive to repair.
It's much more expensive to repair.
And
which
buy.
Means you'll have to, and buy for the, you know, resources per dollar, it's going to be much more. Or much less, actually. Dollars per resource is going to be much more.
I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going
to
do.
But I think you'll have to spend more. Wait
just a second.
I was trying to summarize.
No. Because I
want to throw one
more
thing in here as well.
I have a better idea.
Go ahead.
So I think we're all in agreement, no laptops. So let's just lose that argument. We don't need to give the pros and cons. He's asking us for our opinions. So I think we ought to just go around and say, what store to go get it at?
Okay.
And, you know, what any particulars that you think are important.
One more intangible benefit from getting a desktop is that when the desktop is obsolete, the kid can go in and add memory, upgrade his hard drive, maybe upgrade his processor, and become a geek like us.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah,
so,
you're right.
So answer the question. Where would you go? And any particulars?
Okay. Well, I guess in this case, because we're talking about standard users, I'm probably going to go to Dell. I'm probably going to get I'm probably going to go to like the home section of Dell. I'm going to see what's on sale. I'm probably just going to get that, and I'm probably going to opt for. I'll probably exchange some hardware for some in-home service. That's probably what I'm going to do. I'm also going to go for the computer that has like any kind of like free monitor upgrade or anything like that. That's one thing I'll do. If you're going to get the desktop, then go for the kick-ass monitor if you can. Get the best monitor you can. Okay.
Good call, Dan.
I think I'm going to go with Dell as well. Maybe HP or Gateway.
No. You only get one.
Dell's cheap.
There you go.
Problem. Okay. Go in with get an entry level model with a good monitor, 256 megs of memory, 40 gig hard drive. I wouldn't. He's an entry level user. So
yeah, I'd still say 512.
Maybe 512.
If
he's going to
do any
Vista.
Photo editing at all.
True.
And
all right, 512. We'll go 512 minimum.
Don't forget to buy Office. I know, you know, I'm just saying, don't forget to buy Office. People forget.
You know,
they're like,
Dan's,
oh, shit.
It's Dan's fucking turn here. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no fucking rules.
I say 256 when I've got 2 gigs in my machines at home.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
As an entry-level user, 512 is more than enough. So...
Drew,
don't forget the speakers.
I think it comes with speakers.
I've gotten two computers from HP.com. So I'd probably go back there. And I would get the most RAM you can. It's probably the most expensive thing
RAM
you can add on, but it's also the thing that's going to make your computer slow first.
RAM the shit out of it.
RAM the shit out of it.
Yeah, the more RAM you have, the less reliant the computer is on the hard disk I.O., and that's the bottleneck. That is the bottleneck, so the more RAM you have, the better. The longer its effective lifespan will be.
And Matt?
I'm gonna go the Dell route as well, although the HP suggestion was great. But
make
I have
sure it's compatible with Fedora
couple?
Core 6.
No. I just have a couple of suggestions.
He's an entry level user.
I wanna second Drew's opinion that get the as much memory as comes with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to make your experience a hell of a lot better. I'm gonna say another thing because she seemed concerned about space. I'm going to say look for a small form factor model.
Sure. Less upgradable.
A little bit less.
You'd be hard-pressed to add, say, like a second burner or something like that if you were going to go that route.
Or a capture card for video.
A capture card for video.
Not always true on that one, but the extra drives are more of a
problem. You might need a low-profile capture card, which will cost you extra money.
FireWire.
You'll sure probably you be mm-hmm. lacking, like, you may go from four RAM slots down to two if you're going on the small form factor.
So what?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then the only other thing I'm going to say is I'm going to say fuck Microsoft and get OpenOffice.
Imagine this.
Instead of Office. Save yourself the $400 that it costs.
Okay.
And OpenOffice is an excellent product, and
he's
not going to need it.
Go ahead.
For image editing,
okay.
Get him the GIMP, which is also free.
Turn his volume down.
So basically,
no, I get all surly over this
so
shit.
Oh, I know.
Basically, for your standard user's son, go ahead and get Microsoft Office and Photoshop, like CS or
yeah,
whatever that limited edition.
If you want to spend $1,000.
Well, if he's going to do limited photo editing, you got to get him something that's going to have big time tutorials
Pro.
And everything else. PaintShop Pro.
PaintShop
Pro
is a great,
relatively cheap
as well,
and
so,
very full featured.
We're going to say small.
Don't forget Image Magic.
And Image Magic when the Dodd fucks up your shots.
And download Picasa from Google.
Picasa
is
the bomb.
In Irfan View. Okay.
All right,
small,
so that's three votes for Dell. So go to Dell, get a small form factor computer with lots of memory, and don't buy Microsoft Office, get OpenOffice. and a couple
buy
of
Microsoft
don't
Office.
Buy Microsoft Office.
Because if he gets OpenOffice, he's going to start, like, you know, he might saving things in OpenOffice format, even though you can save it as a Word doc or whatever.
So what?
So
I'm with Matt on
this one. Teacher will be like, what is this shit you turned in? F.
I'm with Matt on this one.
No. Because, you know, one of the other nice things that OpenOffice has is OpenOffice Math, which is a math assistant program.
Okay.
Does nice stuff.
No more calling the local college?
Yeah.
The answer line?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, very well. You have Dell.com.
There you go, Tim. You're all set, buddy.
An inexpensive, small form factor desktop with a nice monitor and a RAM upgrade. And, you know, Windows XP Home. I would not get Vista right now. I don't even think you can. I wouldn't even touch
you
Vista
can.
Till March.
You can get the Vista upgrade path.
No. Okay. Oh, God. It's so evil.
I know.
Yeah.
Stick with XP.
Anyway, that's that for that.
And make sure that your computer comes with a nice Papillon.
Papillon dog. So let's see what else we got here. We got, they're making progress with the One Laptop Per Child project. I think it's one of the greatest things, initiatives ever undertaken. This is the extremely inexpensive, like, $100 laptop or whatever to give...
with a hand crank.
...kids with a hand crank that gives a kid in fucking wherever...
Burundi. Sudan.
Senegal. I don't know where the fuck. Give them a chance to get online and
this is going to totally revolutionize war in these small countries, because then they might be able to run simulations.
Yeah, they're all going to be playing Duke Nukem.
You know, they'll be running Total War, you know, Medieval or something, and simulating how best to attack their neighbor.
Out of the Kalahari Desert comes the finest Commander Keen player in history. By the way, guys, I don't know if you know this, but Apple has teamed up with Air France, Continental, Delta, Emirates, KLM, and United to deliver iPod integration. You can plug in your iPod into your seat console, and you can even watch your videos on your seat back display.
I thought that was a great idea.
How fucking sweet is that?
That's very
cool. Travelers
can
power their iPods during flight, watch their iPod movies and TV shows on their seat back displays. Kudos to these airlines for doing this.
You know,
except
I want to make
during takeoff and landing.
Yeah, yeah. Except during, but I want to make one extra suggestion to
very
the airlines
good.
On this one.
Sure.
They need to put about 5 iPods for sale right at the at the gate, and
not
people
only that,
will
but they need
snap
to they need to figure
right
out how to sell or make the iTunes store available in flight.
Yeah.
No,
your stewardess will be around to serve you iTunes. Please have exact change.
Yeah.
And see, I think that's
actually... Songs will be $3.
That I don't think it'd work because...
What about the Zoom?
Yeah, has anybody seen one? Has anybody used one?
No.
You know, the head of Universal basically came out and said that iPods are just places to store your stolen music.
Yeah, what a
and,
dick.
You know, he's an ass.
But they're getting money from every Zoom that's sold. They're getting, a VIG.
Hello, new listener.
Hey, we're back to 3 listeners. Could be the same old
Oh,
listener.
No, they're gone again.
And they're gone again. Well, fuck you, man. Oh, maybe he's still... You know what? Maybe we lost an original listener. Oh, we're sorry, new listener. Please do not go fuck yourself. Please stay and listen.
Unless you enjoy that kind of thing.
Unless you want to listen to my dulcet tones while, as George Carlin said, waxing your carrot. There you go. That's right. Sit on your speaker. Did you guys...
That was a great part in private parts.
You guys see that TiVo has unveiled some video delivery stuff. Have you seen this? Peer-to-peer video sharing... working in partnership with One True Media, TiVo is offering a breakthrough new service feature which will provide friends and families scattered across the country with an easy way to share their home videos by sending them directly to the television set. Rather than burning and mailing DVDs, friends and family will now be able to set up their own private channel to send home videos directly to a TiVo subscriber's TV set.
That's brilliant.
Whoa.
Wow.
You know, all I got to say about all this...
And, of course, it's
going
to be doing video transcoding and transfer. So that's fucking cool. And video search. Go ahead.
All I got to say about this is that they better be working on that whole fiber to the door project again.
What does that have to do with anything?
BPL.
Yeah.
What, BPL?
Broadband over power line.
Is that coming? Is that how fast is that supposed to be?
Apparently there's some issues with the hammies, but...
Hammies?
Yeah,
interference and such.
Yeah.
What are hammies?
Ham radio operators.
Oh, hammies.
Hammies.
I thought you meant like, you know... Hamstrings.
Those two.
The power line guys are all pulling their fucking hamstrings. What?
As of right now, I think it's deployed to about 6,000 households in the U.S., but there's some major interference issues.
That's major inroads.
Most of them around Cincinnati.
6,000 households? Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, fiber to the door is different than that. That's actual optical fiber.
We got our listener back.
Yeah, we could care less.
Unfuck yourself, third listener.
That's what? Actual optical fiber to your doorstep, and that is what's the throughput on the on that? It's like a gigabit.
On fiber?
On fiber?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's high.
It's very high. Although some of my friends in New York are getting 15 down and 2.5 up.
One of our sales guys just upgraded to
15 megabits down.
Yeah, one of our sales guys just upgraded to 6 megs down.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're doing this just on the fly. No upgrade necessary to compete with the fiber to the door.
It was amazing. My AT&T, one day, my internet was going way fast. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And that I had been upgraded from 768 to 1.5 to T1 basically. And I'm like, this is awesome! I'm gonna get my porn in half the time. And I was like, so excited. I started downloading all this porn. And then like the connection kept dropping. So my lines can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
My lines. I had to call them and be like, drop me back down. And they're like, sorry, dude.
What's the theoretical limit there?
I know DSL is. I've seen it rated at 6 megabit.
Because I'm literally like 500 feet from the SBC substation.
Are you really?
Literally.
500 feet.
You should
run your own fiber.
That's what I'm like, yeah, maybe.
Take it over and hand them to the same plug. Look at
this somewhere.
just walk down the street with a big roll of fiber optic cable. Sorry, but if you guys could just not run over this with your bikes or cars or anything.
No, it's at the end of my block. I do have to go one street over.
We're up to 4 listeners.
Oh, my God.
You could staple it to the telephone poles.
4 mofoing listeners. What?
You could staple it to the telephone poles.
I could.
Yeah, sure.
Easily.
You got a good ladder?
Leftover slat.
Yeah.
You have in the background.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody will notice.
What the hell is that?
Nobody will, probably.
It's Cleveland, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit. So, I know my buddy in Maryland, Verizon, I believe, is the company that does a lot of the home broadband there. They have run fiber to the end of his street. He knows it's there because he works for, well, he used to work for UUNet.
Beautiful.
Then he worked for WorldNet, and then he worked for MCI.
Yep.
And then now he works for Sprint?
Sounds about right.
Something like that. So, you know, he kind of knows about this stuff, and he walked down, he's like, what are you guys running over? He goes, yeah, we're running fiber to the end of your block. He's like, well, when the fuck is it going to get to my house? He's like, infrastructure, be cool, man, mm-hmm. be cool. But he's going to have fiber to his house probably within the next 3 years, and I have no idea what kind of speed he's going to get. I mean, that's CrewNet fucking speeds. When I was at Case, I was in Case at 1990, we had fiber optic to my dorm room, but I was like, my computer was all dressed up with nowhere to go. I mean, there was literally nothing to do with it. You know, we could just basically use FTP, and that was about it.
But it was so fast.
It was insane. But now you can watch lectures and you can see whiteboards and all kinds of shit.
Harvard distance learning or MIT, both of them now have it.
Have it.
Well, we do. Well,
side story about UUNet.
Sure.
The data center they have in New Jersey, I believe, has been sold, and now Google is occupying half of it with one of their cloud data centers that they're building out.
Mm.
Yeah, is that their big Wi-Fi network?
No, this is the what's the word I'm looking for? Distributed computing.
Oh,
so they have a huge.
Oh, they're grid computing.
Grid computing. Thank you. They have the huge data center they're building in Oregon, and they've already started on one in New Jersey, and supposedly it's going to take over the world when we're all dead.
Awesome.
Not if we get jacked in first.
It's going to take over the world like what?
When we're all dead.
Oh. I thought it was going to take over the world like Skynet in Terminator 3.
F, we're all dead.
Yeah, we'll all be dead in any year.
Right. You know, ironically, though, that truly does mean that geeks will inherit the Earth.
True.
Since we're building the systems.
And the geeks shall inherit the Earth. That's our Rush moment. Shall we move on to Shane's YouTube clip of the week?
Oh, hey, yes.
Well, which one, though? Because
I've got about 4.
You do?
All right.
Yeah. Did you look at the Battlestar Galactica one or no?
Oh, you know what? I didn't have a chance to look at that.
I looked
at
it.
So let's talk about, what is that? What are you talking about?
He excerpted pieces out of more than several episodes that I could, you know, see, and turned it into a small fan vid set to the Battlestar Galactica score, and pretty much summarized some of this shit that's been going on there. It's an awesome part where this huge Battlestar gets blown to shit. I hope nobody's listening who actually watches it, and it's just explosions and testosterone
spoilers
all
follow.
Over the place.
Yeah, really. Spoiler alert. Thanks a lot.
But it was really well done. I was like, wow, man, you know, he synced up all the... It was great. All
right. Here's my YouTube clip of the week. I got Shane's YouTube clip of the week, also from mentioned on, I believe, dig.com. The search term, this is how we do YouTube clips, because instead of saying, like, a lowercase d, capital T, lowercase c, you know, like these ridiculous codes they use for the videos.
We're just going to tell you the search terms.
I'll tell you the search terms. And the search term is Danish guy downloading.
Oh, yeah.
This Danish guy downloading MP3, and I guess it's a Danish news story. It's a Danish news story, and this is solid work. This is solid investigative journalism. It's from a Danish news station. It's a Danish news story, probably about how he can get, you know, illegal MP3s or get whatever music he wants. How easy it is to get copyrighted music, whatever. Some shitty story. The point is that the people who are making the news crew doesn't know what the fuck they're looking at. Nobody, it's you know, it's Danish, so they're not really paying a fucking attention to the English on the screen. And they show his, you know, he's downloading something through Firefox, and it's showing his fucking downloads list. And if you guys, man, if you want to take a look at this on behalf of the rest of the team, you can see that they show his Steven Snedker. See this one down
here? Teen Blowjob Fuck 03. Nice.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, music, and then at the bottom it says, like, Teen Blowjob Fuck 03.wmv. So that's pretty fat. It happens about the one, right around the 1 minute mark. So if you look for Danish guy downloading, that's
hysterical.
That's pretty classic. And also, I was actually looking around, and if you search for the phrase, in order to control simple-minded people, you'll get a clip of George Carlin explaining why the Ten Commandments were designed to control people and how they can be reduced down to two commandments.
I remember seeing that stand-up clip, or stand-up actually on...
It's pretty good.
It was on HBO, I think.
So what are the two commandments you could be reduced to?
Basically is, one is, don't be dishonest and unfaithful, and the other is don't kill people. He said everything else is bullshit, or can be compressed. Like, you know, he's like, covet your neighbor's wife and don't lie and don't steal is all kind of being, you know, dishonest or unfaithful, and kind of pushes it together all into one big commandment. And he says anything about, like, don't worship other gods and worship and observe the Sabbath, he said, is all marketing and bullshit. So that's pretty funny. I went looking for his thing about the difference between football and baseball, and it's not on there. It is not on you. I could not find the Carlin football baseball. If you search for that on YouTube, you get no results. I am so pissed because that is so funny. Have you ever heard that before?
I'm actually surprised that it's not. I mean, I'm stunned.
I can't believe it either.
I'm also surprised you don't just have some of his stand-up material anyway.
I'm not a big Carlin fan. But there's probably 100 different Carlin clips on YouTube. If you like George Carlin, if you really haven't been introduced to George Carlin, just go ahead and jump onto YouTube and take a look. It's really good. Apparently, they just put I think, last night's Family Guy, the entire episode is on YouTube right now.
Really?
Nice.
I think so. No, I think it's on there legally.
Oh, all right.
I think it's on there legally.
I saw that this morning.
Also, if you want to search for Bush video 10 years ago, it was something that was made in, I think, 2003 or 2004. I think it was made in 2004. And they show him in, like, a 94 or whatever, running for governor of Texas. And he's, like, speaking quickly.
Coherently?
Not only coherently, but, like, quickly, effectively, making sense, sounding authoritative. It's amazing. And then they show him later, you know, talking, like, kind of stumbling and staggering over words, even when he's very prepared. He just can't get the fucking words out. And at the end, they're like, well, so what does one doctor think? That
cocaine.
He's suffering from pre-senile dementia.
Probably.
One doctor says that he's suffering from pre-senile dementia, and that even though he's completely prepared and everything, his mind is, you know, kind of unable to focus or something, and he's not able to do it anymore.
I just want to make a public service announcement here on that one. do not search for Bush video 10 years old. It's 10 years ago.
Bush video, did I say old?
It sounded kind of, you
Bush
slurred
video,
a
little. Bush video 10 years ago.
Ago. Ago, not
ago.
Old.
Bush video 10 years ago, you can look for that one too.
Then you'll really be in full circle with that Danish downloading
right.
guy.
Yeah, oh, and also look up teen blowjob fuck 03.wmv.
What did you say Mr. Chew's Beaver is a
Mr.
Good
Chew, Mr. Chew, I'm pretty sure is some Asian porn site. There's a whole family of these sort of gonzo porn sites like MILF Hunters and
Bang Brothers
oh, and yeah. Bang or Bang Bus.
Oh, the computer crashed.
Or the screensaver.
Or the screensaver.
Kicked
screensaver.
In, you
okay.
fucking asshole. And
actually, that wasn't the screensaver. That was just the ACPI shutting off the monitor for lack of use.
And what's ACPI stand for?
You know, I have no fucking clue.
It's acronym time.
It's something power interface.
Amazing computer power interface.
Actually, we should make some shit up. Make something up. And you know, I mean, this is
awesome computer power and advanced configuration and power interface.
There we go.
Okay.
Which replaced APM, which was just advanced power management.
Right. Yeah. By the way, what were we just talking about a second ago, though?
Nothing important.
Bang Brothers.
Oh, Bang Brothers. Thank you. So you got like Mr. Chew, Bang Brothers, MILF Hunter, Bang Bus, or what? All these, you know, all this stuff, you know. And then you've got one really, really. Well, and you probably want to stay away from Tranny Surprise. needless to say, there's a surprise ending. And anyway, the point is that there's one that's really distasteful, worse than Tranny Surprise. It's called Captain Stabbin. And it's just this like this Jimmy Buffett looking motherfucker who has a boat, and he just fucks girls in the ass on this boat, and it's horrible. It's just a fucking dirty old man just hammer these chats. It's horrible.
FCC's calling.
It's fucking brutal. It's fucking brutal. So that's CaptainStabbin.com.
Today's show brought to you by
Captain Stabbin. And I love that. I love that it's Stabbin. You know. I mean, could have been Captain Lovin.
No, come on. It's an obvious play on Captain Stubing.
Oh, it is?
From the love
boat.
Galleon.
The love galleon?
The love rowboat.
That's Captain Stabbin and his love gallon. All right. So anyway. Look, by the way, just to shift gears slightly, I don't know if you saw this, but 60 Years of Heroes in Time Magazine?
Shifting?
Time Europe Magazine?
Torvald made the list.
Linus Torvald is a hero. Do you agree or disagree?
What are
or
some of the other heroes?
Go back to porn.
Because is it like Batman and stuff?
Who are the other
heroes? I don't know. Other heroes are like other politicians and various things.
I think they're real people, not fictitious creations.
Well, like Batman.
Yeah, Batman was
real people.
I am Batman.
You are?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, well, we're up to about an hour in the show, so we should probably kind of go through some of these last few things.
Actually, I heard this entirely stupid and tasteless joke about Batman that needs to be told at this point.
Okay, sure.
So what's the difference between a black man and a Batman?
I don't know.
Batman can go out with Robin without getting arrested.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, Robin. Wait. I don't get it.
A black man go out Robin and get arrested.
Oh, Robin. Go out Robin. That's not good. I know some pretty offensive black jokes, though. Let me start with a Jew joke to make it legal to then tell the black
jokes. Yeah, because that's self-effacing humor.
Right.
What's the first thing with the barcode?
What?
Juice.
Juice? Oh. God. That's terrible. That's fucking that's terrible. I was going to say, what's a Jewish dilemma? Free ham.
Wait, the other one is, why are Jews' noses so big?
Air is free.
All
right.
You know what? Courtesy another door.
Forget the black joke.
I'm offended, Irv.
Forget the black joke. Although I know, how do you make a Jewish girl scream twice?
Piss on the curtains?
Oh, you fuck her nas and you wipe your dick on the curtains. No. I think that's how that goes.
I knew it was something
anyway,
like that.
Wow, where do we go from here?
You know what? We go right to getting lucky with the soiree girls.
Oh fuck! Let's get lucky with the soiree girls.
Bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow. The soiree girls. All right, so here's what getting lucky.
You need to do some
bumps. Bring your Synsonic drums, bitch. Getting lucky with the soiree girls is a segment where we type in a search string into Google and we hit the I'm feeling lucky button. Thus, getting lucky, and the search strings search terms are suggested by the soiree girls who have soirees and listen to the show. And here we go. But first, before we do, we have to go back to last show's getting lucky with the soiree girls. It was pointed out by a very excellent listener, and now I have to find.
You get the email out.
I got to find his email. Nick Conrad or Nicholas Conrad pointed out that going to Google, okay, you go to Google, and if you type, let's see, now hold on, just give me a second here. If you type French military victories, all right, I'm doing that right now, French military victories into Google and type I'm feeling lucky, it has no results, but it does say, did you mean French military defeats? Now, what's funny about this is, it's actually a parody site. It's not Google. When you hit I'm feeling lucky on Google, it takes you right to the site of, I think, the number one result. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in this case, it's a site called albinoblacksheep.com, and it's just funny. And it looks like Google, and it says, did you mean French military defeats? And when you click on it, there's a page from Albino Black Sheep, which is the complete military history of France. And it basically goes through and how they've lost war after war after war after war after war. There's probably 25 or 30 of them listed there. So not too shabby. Not too shabby. So, Nicholas, in deference to you, we followed the link this time. And I did want to point out that that's not really, those aren't really Google results. That's actually a parody site, and that's good. However, the Soiree Girl suggested that we type this. Dr. J... The Science Gay. Did anybody do this, by the way, when they saw this email?
No.
Okay, so you type Dr. J, the Science Gay, who unfortunately will not be joining us in the show very often until I agree to go play poker with him and his buddies. He's basically told me that if I haven't played with them in about 6 months or something.
Is that extortion?
A little bit. So he's like, I'm not coming until you come play poker. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, no, nah, sort of. But actually the problem is that he'll be out two nights a week if he does this show and goes and plays poker. And that's a problem because he's got like a 6-month-old.
So we have to trade nights, basically.
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. But okay. Anyway, if you go to Dr. J the Science Gay and you click I'm Feeling Lucky, it takes you to a site entitled The Health Risks of Gay Sex from the Catholic Education Resource Center. And it says, as a physician, John R. Diggs, Jr., M.D., says, as a physician, it is my duty to assess behaviors for their impact on health and well-being.
What a great name for a gay sex site.
John Diggs.
John Diggs, Jr.
Captain Diggs.
He's a Catholic. He's a Catholic, and his name is John Diggs, Jr.
Sorry, the Haggard,
as in,
maybe?
Yeah. As in yeah, I like to... Or is that like the joke about the priest and the rabbi walking down the street and they see some kids playing?
One of my favorite of all time.
The priest says, wouldn't you want to fuck one of those young boys? And that rabbi says, out of what? And I don't think rabbis are scam artists. They might just be against spending money on things they deem wasteful. That's pretty much how that goes down.
Like porn.
Like retail. All right, so John R. Diggs basically says that... gay sex will get you killed. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
You know, I think that's great because I bet you Dr. J would actually say that as well.
Yeah, but he explained the physics behind it.
Yeah.
The angle of the...
dangle.
Dangle.
What was that formula? The angle of the dangle is directly proportional to the...
To the heat of the meat.
I believe
the heat of the meat is inversely proportional to the angle of the dangle or something like that.
No, that doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
All right, I'm going to look up angle dangle here on
because if it was inversely proportional, then the hotter it got, the lower. Yeah, that's
okay.
No
can
point.
I just say that the new Google toolbar tries to predict things as you as you start typing it, it like starts to predict
what your suggestions
and it says how many results there are. And I just want to say that Angle Dangle has 38,300 results, and Angle Dangle Heat Meat has 845 results.
Yeah,
so that's close. We're getting hot.
The Sex Project. Sex-project.com.
Tonight's show brought to you by...
Sex quotes.
Oh, these are great.
Dr. Roy Schenck says, there's no shortage of pussy, it's just the delivery system that's messed up. let's see. Personally, I know nothing about sex because I've always been married. The difference between pornography and erotica is lighting. Let's see.
Some mornings it's just not worth chewing through the leather straps.
It's not true that sex degrades women, if it's any good. Sex is like a bridge game. If you don't have a good partner, you better have a good hand. Where else can... Sex is dirty only if it's done right. That's Woody Allen.
Give a man free hands and you'll know where to find them.
There you go. My husband's German. Every night I get dressed up as Poland and he invades me. That's Bette Midler. She's actually a pretty funny lady. Where is the fucking angle of the dangle, motherfuckers? It's down here. The angle of the dangle is equally proportional to the heat of the meat, provided that the urge to surge remains constant. I think that's a pretty
that's
deluxe
pretty
version of that right there. So that's pretty good.
Have we lost any listeners?
No. In fact, they're still there.
An erection at will is the moral equivalent of a valid credit card.
What?
I don't know.
Speaking of...
hacking is like sex. You get in, you get out, and you hope that you didn't leave something that can be traced back to you. That's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Who said that?
They don't have the...
anonymous?
Perpetrator?
The perpetrator. Yes. Charles Bukowski, a fabulous poet, said sexual intercourse is kicking death in the ass while singing.
I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Thank God for Style Project.
Style Project is a ridiculous. You know what? You go to Style Project, and you have as equally a good a chance of being turned on as being completely disgusted and unable to have sex for several days. Because you'll see some guy's head has been half chewed off by a dog, or somebody's infected toe, or they'll say, like, check out this hot chick, and she'll be stripping, and then her cock will fall out, because it was a fucking she-male, and I hate that shit.
This chick is hot.
Yeah, he'll say, like, this chick is hot, and then you'll see this chick getting having sex, and then...
Goddamn Style.
Goddamn son of a bitch. Yeah, so, whatever. By the way, can I just go ahead and say, like, Fark sucks now?
Yeah, we talked about that last time we were on.
Okay, oh, really? You know what, Drew? Yeah. I hope you're listening, because I confronted you about this at the last Nauticon, all right? And I said that, Spark was starting to turn me off because every single headline was just, who can out-smarm and out-snark the last headline? And it's actually starting to piss me off. I don't even want to... I canceled my RSS subscription. And I only go to Fubies at this point. I go to Fark every now and then. I don't even check the Photoshops anymore. That was like my favorite thing in the world.
Irv, you're the one that turned me on to the Photoshops. And
they were
Dig.
Great.
Dig.com has overtaken
Dig.com
Fark.
Dig.com is just a little bit more highbrow.
Intellectual.
And you know what? There's no filtering method. Fark needs a way to maybe do like the way that you can filter out shitty comments, like on Slashdot or Dig.
Moderation.
Just by vote of the users. And every now and then on Dig, I just like to let all the comments go. So I can see like what some guy actually said that got minus 147 digs, or something like that. And he basically said, like, liberals are a-holes, just something stupid like that. But
While I'm thinking about it, next Friday is Black Friday. And I'll toss a...
Oh, right. What the fuck is that? Why don't you talk about Black Friday?
Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. Basically, it's the annual start to the American spending spree that we call Christmas. And it's when all the stores have their big sales, and stupid Americans get up at 6 o'clock to go wait in line in the freezing cold. And
for a $29 DVD player.
Exactly.
I'm going to be waiting for a plasma screen or something on sale.
That's where I'm going with this. Best Buy, not this Friday, next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, has a deal on a 50-inch HD plasma. It's only $1,600. So if anybody out there is
How
looking
many
for
inches?
A good deal, 50.
50-inch?
50 or 52. It's a good deal. Normally they're
plasma?
Yeah, they're 2400 normally, and
yeah, the only problem is it's made by Emerson. No, I don't know.
Westinghouse. Tonight's show brought to you by Kmart.
I actually like the image of LCD over the plasma.
I think LCD will eventually win out.
I think it's going to be replaced soon too.
By the way, did you hear what happened in the last Woot bag o' crap?
No, I haven't.
You ever heard of filling with the bag o' crap at Woot.com?
Well, you can tell our listeners about it.
Well, every now and then, they have a thing where they sell these bags of crap for like $5 or whatever it is, and you basically just get a package full of stuff, this random shit from their warehouse that they haven't been able to sell. Well, apparently, in the last bag of crap thing, and they go like frickin' hotcakes, in the last bag of crap, somebody got like a 60-inch plasma TV or something like that. They just had one left. It didn't sell. And they put it in one of the bags of crap. So someone got it for $5.
But the site that I've been watching to monitor the deals at all the different stores is gotadeal.com. GOTTADEAL.com.
This is better than like Fat Wallet or...
It's probably the same, but this place has a bunch of different ads from Costco, Best Buy, Circuit City, Walmart.
All those sites are great. People are amazing on Fat Wallet. How quickly they find shit, and how quickly websites make mistakes. Like Staples will accidentally say a colored printer is $29 instead of $299, and people will go nuts on it. And
I was a benefactor of that situation on Sunday.
Oh, were you?
I bought a 25 pack of dual layer DVDs for $5.99.
Nice buy.
Down from $75.
Yeah, nice buy.
Thank you, Slick Deals.
Slick Deals is another good one.
Slickdeals.net, ladies and gentlemen.
Question: is a burrito a sandwich?
Only if it's a baby.
What?
Sidetrack.
Yeah.
My girlfriend worked in the neonatal unit, and when babies get wrapped up in the blankets, they call them burrito babies.
Oh, that's right. That's swaddling.
It is.
It's swaddling, and they wrap up similar to a burrito.
Swaddling just sounds dirty.
So the question is,
you want to know what sounds dirty? Is a good good friend of mine, Mike Wiggins, and Missy Wiggins, had a baby named Harrison. They named Harrison Wiggins, and I hope they're not listening.
We hope they are. Them,
and I didn't say this. I did not say this. But their kid's name is Harry. Harry Wiggins. And somebody said that it sounded something like the Dirty Sanchez or something like that. Like, yeah, let's go, I bought her dinner and I gave her Harry Wiggins. And then I got the hell out of there. And
he's going to grow up to be just a fine young man.
He's going to be a great guy. He's going to be Frankie Katz's best friend.
There you go.
All right, so
was he a burrito baby?
Well, he's a burrito baby all the time. And she's a NICU nurse, so she knows the deal. Anyway, is a burrito a sandwich? Yes or no?
No.
According to a federal judge, the answer is...
No.
No.
The answer is no. Panera tried to block a burrito place from moving into a mall they were in, and they were rebuffed because the judge said the burrito is not a sandwich and therefore not a direct competitor of Panera.
I thought competition was good. How
can it be? Have you been to Coventry lately? There's five fucking sandwich shops on... there is Grum's. Okay, there is Panini's. There is JJ's Sub Shop. There's the Winking Lizard. There's...
Don't forget
Dave's Cosmic Subs.
And Beatty's. Yeah, they give a tortilla there.
Well, it's not a fucking sandwich.
I know, but...
Clearly.
But you also got three Mexican places over there.
Sick as a dog and had a shitload of diarrhea.
You're kidding.
No, I was fine. But that was probably because they didn't cook my shrimp well enough. I was eating it, and I'm like, this is really not cooked well.
It had to be the salad. Because I felt fine.
I was great.
If they cook the shrimp long enough, you usually feel fine.
Yeah.
But when your shrimp is still a little gray, which I think mine might have been...
It's still moving a little bit?
Did it scream when you bit into it?
Not really. I don't know. I don't know what I did. Probably too much hot peppers, actually. All I know is that Beatty's Mongolian Barbecue made a charge like the Kublai Khan Brigade through my colon. Kublai Khan through my colon. Okay.
All right. Back to the Rush songs.
So anyway, they were talking on
Kublai Khan in my colon.
They were talking on, or they had on Rovers Morning. Was it Moreovers? I think it was Rovers
Morning Glory
this morning.
All right.
About the bartender trick a waitress trick. If they're trying to get rid of you, they'll put a few drops of Visine in your drink, like six drops of Visine in your drink, and let you have it. And it turns out that about half an hour later, you will be extremely nauseous and want to puke and
Visine.
Yeah,
I find that hard to believe.
It's I mean,
saline solution.
So please
no,
tell
it's
me
not.
That some sort of MythBuster trial.
No.
Okay.
So it's you can't just use the Visine that's the saline stuff. It has to be the Visine that gets the red out. Evidently, there's a chemical in there, tetrahydro.
Visine is there?
Tetrahydrocholine or something like that. It constricts your blood vessels in your eye, on the surface of your eye, which takes the red out.
Okay.
So I guess if you swallow this stuff, then it gets into your system, causes all kinds of weird and funny things to go on. And some of the symptoms are, you know, get sick to your stomach and stuff like that and whatnot. I'm like, damn, I never would have believed it. But some pharmacist calls in, he's like, yeah, that'll happen.
MythBusters Tremont, Irv?
Yeah.
No thanks.
Let's do Visine shots.
Let's do Visine shots and see
what's
first.
That'll get us
six
out of here.
Drops. I was like, damn, that's nothing.
All right, I'm tired.
I must say the Michters you gave us were good tonight.
Oh, the Michters is wonderful. Michters is wonderful. It's probably going to be hard to come by right now. I don't think the next big shipment comes out till like February. So it's great stuff though. They make a whole family of American whiskey and bourbon and rye. They have a 10-year-old rye. It's like supposed to be really, really excellent. But yeah, the Michter's American whiskey is outstanding. MICHTER*S. Oh, wait a minute. What is she talking about? We just got an email from a listener from my good friend Amy Lee, who said, tell the Queen of England joke.
What the hell's the Queen of England joke?
And I'm drawing a total fucking blank. Amy, God, if you're still listening.
Is this about the aristocrats?
No, it's not. But that's a fucking great movie, by the way. If you haven't
really?
Seen The Aristocrats, you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh. I haven't seen it.
We just lost a listener. You want to bet that was probably her?
Yeah, it could have been Amy. But what is the Queen of England joke? Did I tell her a Queen of England joke? Or did she tell me a Queen of England joke? I know that, like, the Queen of England, I know, like, the English royalty and Picasso have something in common. And it's blue periods, but, I mean, that's... Because they're blue bloods. Okay. I don't remember what the fuck the Queen of England joke is.
When you do that,
there is no joke.
Did she tell me or did I tell her?
Who knows?
I'm drawing a fucking blank.
Are you pregnant?
I don't have baby brain yet, man. the baby's not here.
This could be the last show.
Oh,
no.
You know what? I should tell the listeners this, that we may not do a show for like 3 or 4 weeks after this. As soon as Yoko gives birth, I really can't predict when I'm going to be able to do another show. I don't see why I couldn't do a show. But, you know, I mean, it's just for, you know, an hour and a half or something like that. We should be able to do it. But we're going to have a lot of family here, so I don't really think that a show is going to happen for at least 2 weeks after that. So, but I'll put out an email.
Next week's a holiday anyways.
Next week's a holiday anyways. There probably, in all likelihood, will not be a show anyway, regardless. But, Amy, we've got like 2 minutes left in the show, so if you are listening, please email me back and give me a hint about what the hell this... why can't I think of what the hell she's talking about? It must have been something. Last time I saw her, we went to the Michigan State-Ohio State game in Lansing. And she's a Michigan State grad. That was a good time. But I don't remember a Queen of England joke.
Don't look at me, man. I try not
to
tell
jokes. Oh,
I
know what it is. I know what it is. It's something totally... It's totally fucking stupid. I remember that joke. You know what? I can't tell it, Amy, because I don't remember it well enough to tell it. You'll have to email me and remind me, and then I'll try to tell it. I'll try my best. Anyway, look, should we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right, so email us, please. No, don't worry. The backing music is already in. You don't have to do it when I mix it in. Okay, so...
Are you going to be able to mix this since you didn't do the...
I'll be able to do that, sure.
Okay.
It's an MP3. I'll just, you know...
Okay.
Record it, though. But dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Please email us, dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Visit our website, dial-a-dork.com. And buy something from our, you know, Cafe Press store, or buy the $10 T-shirt from me via our little PayPal link there. Let me think. Can I think of anything else? Yeah, just email us, please. Tell us how you like the show, what we could do differently. If you have any ideas, or if you want to contribute to any of the segments. The dirty secret is that the segments are named after people, but anyone can contribute, really, honestly.
Be careful with your turkey fryers.
Help us out. Be careful. Yes, please be careful with your turkey fryers. Remember that turkey contains high levels of tryptophan, so take your nap, then drive home. And plus, you're probably drunk. And don't get caught boning any of your cousins. I went to a wedding, and
what?
One of my cousins was so freaking hot, I wanted to have sex with her so badly.
All right, Angelo.
She's like a third cousin times
that's
removed.
That's fine.
I know.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, she wasn't a first cousin.
Yeah, it's legal, then.
No,
that's legal.
Not only is
third,
it legal,
right?
It was, you know.
Third cousin's the limit?
Depends on the state, but I think second in Ohio.
Really?
Actually, in Ohio, you can...
It's all in the family.
It's all in the family.
I mean, it's not quite as bad as Pennsylvania or anything like that, but, you know.
Like the West Virginian family who wouldn't let their son marry a virgin. She ain't good enough for her own family. She ain't good enough for ours. Am I right, Dan? Am I right, buddy?
Great
Am I right, buddy? Wow, we're hilarious. All right, that's it. Oh, wait, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. She says, you know, the game show. Amy, forget it. I cannot freaking. You're right. Amy, I know exactly what joke you're talking about, but you're going to have to give me a call, and you're going to have to tell it to me again. So
you
I
can never call
can
in.
Tell.
Oh, wait, we're not.
You know,
the
speakerphone's not hooked up. I'm actually getting a better speakerphone for down here so that we can. It's going to be one of my Uniden 5.8
nice.
Gigahertz
Perfect.
Extensions, so that'll work. Amy, we'll get that. We have to talk. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. You know what? When I was telling you earlier that there would be backing music, that we've gone way too long. It won't be. But it's going to sound really stupid. But it'll be here now. Unless we talk for another 90
Why
seconds.
Why do you gotta fuck with me all the time?
Alright, forget it. You know what? Thanks very much for listening. We're out of here.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.